A federal judge in Houston has set May 6th as the date for the trial of Arthur Anderson on charges of obstructing justice. The Justice Department indicted Anderson last week after an attempt to strike a plea bargain failed. The indictment accuses Anderson of shredding tons of documents and deleting computer files related to Enron audits. At the arraignment hearing yesterday, Anderson entered a not guilty plea. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Outside federal court in Houston yesterday, Anderson attorney Rusty Hardin said the government is putting too much at risk with its allegations of criminal document destruction.
If Arthur Anderson is found guilty, then so be it. But if Arthur Anderson is found not guilty, a lot of people, including the Congress, should look very deeply among themselves as to whether they got on a bandwagon for a lot of quotes and a lot of free publicity and hammered into the ground a really, really good 89-year-old company.
That is Anderson's main message these days, that by indicting the whole company, the government has overstepped legal and ethical bounds. Full-page newspaper ads call the indictment a political broadside that has wrongly tainted all of Anderson's 28,000 American employees. These employees, told for months not to speak with reporters, are now readily available to talk. 27-year-old Tiffany Witter, a member of the tax team in Anderson's Vienna, Virginia office, says the indictment simply isn't fair.
By what they're saying that, you know, that I did something wrong by just being associated with Anderson, and that's just not the way it is. I mean, it's not the way America works.
Sitting in a bland conference room with tax partner Debbie Schleicher, Witter says she's told a headhunter to leave her alone. Witter's face gets bright red as she tries not to cry.
At this point in time, I will show my loyalty to Arthur Anderson. I mean, they have been a good firm to me. And I enjoy working with them. And no, at this point in time, you know, have I thought about it? Yes, I've thought about it. You know, I do know I need to watch my own career. It is my career. But at the same time, I feel like Arthur Anderson is my firm and I want to fight. And it's like, because it's not something that, I feel like someone's taking something away from me, which shouldn't be taken away.
That was well said.
I cry. I'm a crier.
Schleicher is a 15-year veteran at Anderson. She loves the company, its long history, the good people, and the great work she says they do. Schleicher knows in her head the government has to prove its case, but feels in her heart Anderson has already been judged.
The damage that's done by the indictment, the mere fact that we were indicted, could be enough to, you know, destroy what we have. So the result is almost secondary to the fact that we were indicted. They need to withdraw the indictment.
That is unlikely. But until the trial is over, Anderson will keep fighting both the charges and news coverage employees see as unfair. One notes, for example, that everyone hears when Anderson clients take their accounting business elsewhere, but nobody realizes big firms like Delta, Freddie Mac, and Dynegy will still consider Anderson for consulting work. Anderson says this outpouring of employee emotion is not coordinated centrally, and staff anger, frustration, and fear appear very genuine. But they do stay on message. Crisis consultant Alan Mayer says he thinks Anderson's effort is sensible, but may not work.
The most effective messages are the true messages, are the accurate message. And what Anderson is putting out is they're appealing to people's sympathy, saying, well, we're not really responsible for what part of our company does. If the company is not responsible for the actions of senior executives of the company, who is?
Just how much Anderson top executives knew is at the center of the case and will be decided later in court. Right now, Anderson employees are taking to the streets with their message that government overreaching could kill their firm. Rallies were scheduled for today in Boston and Philadelphia, tomorrow in Chicago and Columbus. Tiffany Witter and Debbie Schleicher planned to demonstrate at the U.S. Capitol this morning. It's not clear how many members of Congress saw the early rally, but the Anderson folks say they had to leave in time to get back to work. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.